current news, I'm John Scott. The Labor Department has released its monthly jobless claims report. Correspondent Rita Foley with the numbers.
The number of layoffs is still historically low. 8,000 fewer Americans applied for unemployment last week. There are still plenty of jobs, and the economy is still broadly healthy thanks to strong consumer spending. But there are some signs to note. The government says there were 8.5 million job openings in March. That's the lowest number of vacancies in 3 years. And companies have been announcing more job cuts recently, mostly in technology and media. I'm Rita Foley.
More severe weather is coming to parts of the Midwest. The National Weather Service says more tornadoes could hit Iowa when people are sleeping Thursday night and early Friday. Also at SRNNews.com, Florida Senator Rick Scott has thrown his hat into the ring to replace Mitch McConnell when he steps down as party leader later this year.
I'm really worried about our country.
For starters, Scott says he's concerned about the nearly $35 trillion national debt.
Our border's wide open. Our foreign policy is a disaster.
Scott calls himself a turnaround guy in business and politics and says change is right around the corner.
Trump's going to win. I want to be his partner to dramatically change this country.
Scott, one of three GOP senators hoping to replace McConnell when he steps down as party leader in November. Bob Agnew, Washington.
Louisiana lawmakers have approved a first of its kind bill that would classify two abortion-inducing drugs, mifepristone and misoprostol, as controlled and dangerous substances. And legislation now heads to the desk of Republican Governor Jeff Landry, who has expressed support for it previously. Stocks remain sharply lower. The Dow is down nearly 600 points. This is SRN News. Very few Christians are involved in prison ministries.
According to a new poll from Lifeway Research, only 25% of Protestant churchgoers have ever served in an outreach to men and women behind bars. The vast majority of respondents say they are in favor of prison ministry, but most don't actually participate. However, the survey also finds that most believers want to embrace the incarcerated. 77% say they would be happy to attend church with someone who had been in prison, and roughly two-thirds would welcome a formerly incarcerated individual as a friend. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York's High Court has upheld a rule requiring companies with health insurance plans to cover what it calls medically necessary abortions. The decision from the Court of Appeals comes after a lawsuit from the Roman Catholic Diocese of Albany and other religious groups. They argue the policy's exemption for religious employers would force some businesses to violate their religious freedoms. This is SRN News. The families of Israeli hostages held by Hamas come up with another way to pressure their government. We have the latest from the Mideline's Michael Friedson.
The pain and memory of the October 7th massacre by Hamas terrorists of more than 1,200 Israeli men, women, and young children, along with many foreign nationals, was refreshed throughout Israel as families of the hostages still held by the Iranian proxy released video footage of the capture and initial abuse of five young women taken that day. The graphic scenes were shot by the terrorists' own body cameras as the women, soldiers on lookout duty, were overrun by the marauders. Family members told media that after 229 days in captivity, they fear time for their rescue is running out, and they need to shock the nation's leadership into action. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.